The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the amazing, the soft-spoken Brittany Pauly. She is the founder of Maui Perfection Cleaning Services. Believe it or not, she started it September 2020 in Maui, on Hawaii. I believe that's where we keep it. And she's one of our elite members that is kind of amazing. So she was just doing super cool stuff. And I think I told her and everyone on the team was like, I think you should do a podcast. So we begged her. She's kind of shy. So we're all going to be extra nice and give Brittany a little love because she's got an amazing story. Brittany, what did I miss or say wrong? Or what would you like to add to your hopefully wonderful introduction?
All of that is dead on. I don't think I have anything to add.
All right. Well, let's tell us your story. So the cool thing is I kind of know a little bit about what happened once we met. What happened before? How'd you start? What went well? What went poorly? What made you reach out for help? Just give us a little background.
Sure. So my first job when I was 15 was cleaning, and I've done that off and on my whole life. I took a break while I had children and that kind of thing. And I last year started to get back into it, and the opportunity to take over a business just kind of fell in my lap. And I had no idea what I was getting into, because running the business is completely different than cleaning, and growth happened really fast, in Maui. And I'm sure it's like this a lot of places, but word of mouth it just goes so fast because it's a small island, and requests for work came in and I took them, and things were very profitable, but it wasn't long before I was just in over my head trying to hire and develop systems. And in a short amount of time, just kind of came to the end of my resources in knowing what to do, and saw how profitable things could be, but just had no idea how to sustain the business or to keep it growing.
So what did your journey look like to kind of when you identified, I think you painted a very nice picture in terms of, or a clear picture of, I was in over my head, things escalated really quickly. I was taught, I knew I was comfortable how to clean, but no one ever taught me how to run a business. And I didn't know they were completely separate things. These are super common feelings and thoughts that people have. Most of the folks listening, though, they've had that feeling, or I don't know what to do, or like, I'm just stuck, or, you know, maybe I had a coach before, but they sucked, or I've tried a bunch of different stuff. And I couldn't make it click. So what was your first step of the journey when you kind of started identifying, like, I might kind of be at the end of what I can do here?
Sure. So I did find your podcast and I started listening, and so much of it was incredibly helpful, but it was hard to put it all together in a concise plan because there's so much information. It was kind of hard to know without very specific coaching how to even start to put these really great ideas and processes in place, especially because I was still cleaning. And so I was almost too busy to figure it out. I mean, I was listening to podcasts, but that was my first plan. And it was definitely, I made it a lot further if I wouldn't have done that. But it wasn't quite enough once things grew to a certain point.
Let me encourage some of you guys and gals out there, because Brittany said two things that I think are really important. One, A, she was looking for help. I started looking for podcasts. Like, a lot of people go on YouTube, like, that's good. So just, there's that arrogance of, this isn't working, but I'll figure it out on my own. Like, you can do that if you got a good 50 years and unlimited patience and budget. So I like that Brittany's like, I'm just gonna look for help. Second, that is very common. So as we do, as I actually was telling Brittany before we started, like, the podcast is really, we choose to only really take a dozen or so clients per month at this time. But we have tens of thousands of listeners. So the podcast, we do the best we can kind of in a one to many format to help. But for those of you that are, and there's a small percentage of the community that are just like, I just need, it doesn't even have to be our podcast, like any coach or mentor that you feel knows what they're doing and you connect with, like, this isn't a pitch about us, but a lot of people are like, I'll just go on YouTube and I'll figure it out. And it is, I think people hurt themselves when they set the expectation of, and maybe some YouTube channels and podcasts, maybe me in the past have said like, oh, just do this and it'll be fine. It is very, very hard to kind of quote unquote, figure this out just one to many with videos and podcasts. If it could be done, we would just do the podcast and we wouldn't do any one-on-one coaching. So I just want to encourage any of you that have tried and felt frustrated, overwhelmed, just trying to do it on YouTube. That's super, super common. So the first step was, Brittany, reach out for help. Second step, she kind of tried a couple of things with podcasts and is like, that's good and it's helpful, but it's not what I needed. So once we kind of got together, I want to start jumping into your story because it's so good, but just, I know anytime you kind of entrust your business or like our program's not cheap, or spend a bunch of money or, you know, any of that stuff, I'm sure you had fears. What made you kind of go, I gotta go, I gotta do something? Like, how'd you overcome the natural fear of staying the same?
Sure. So I had, I was a stay-at-home mom and I still am. I homeschool my three children. And ever since I started this business, my time with them and my husband started to diminish like more and more. And there was just this breaking point of, I can't keep doing this because no matter how much money I make, it's not worth losing time with my family. And so by the time I had a phone call with you and I had to make this decision, am I going to do this coaching or am I going to keep trying to do it this other way? I had already decided I'm only going to be doing this a couple more months and I am done, or I'm going to take this step and save my business and work as hard as I can right now to develop these things and save my business, or I'm done anyways. So I really had encountered you all when I was at like my breaking point of, this isn't worth it. So,
and I want to encourage you guys, gals, that what Brittany just, again, it sounds normal. I was like, oh, that makes sense, but there's a key and I don't want you to miss. She decided, right? Like, I wish we could say like, oh, we're the best and we're amazing. That's what got her. It's not. If Brittany came to us moderately interested or like, I'll try something, but I just want to dip my toe in, as long as it's not too hard, we'd have been like, we have nothing for you, lady. We do. It's called the podcast. And how's that working for you? The fact that she was like, I'm all in, I've got to get this done. And she was clear, either I shut the thing down, or, and I love. So many people just are slaves of their business. Like, they'll just go decades with, I know I don't have any time and maybe I'm making money, maybe I'm not, but I'm certainly not having time. And I love, Brittany, your commitment to my kids and my husband are first. This business serves them. If and when it serves them, I'll just shut it down. Done. Or if I'm going to do it, I'll go all in, even if it's scary. So guys, gals, don't miss that decision. There's, you know, obviously the help that we give, I think, is valuable, but had Brittany come without that decision and commitment, there's literally nothing we or any other coach could have done for her. So I want you guys to kind of see, anytime you're looking for any sort of help, whether it's us or not, what they got to bring to the table and what you got to bring to the table, right? So if any coach that tells you, just give me a bunch of money and you don't have to do anything hard and it'll just magically work, like, give me their name if it works. I'd love to hear that. That's just not the truth. You've got to kind of go be like, I'm going to be all in. So great job on that. Okay. Once you came all in, and you made a decision, you kind of immersed yourself in the community, what were the things that you learned that maybe our listeners can be like, oh my gosh, I can do that. Or I, you know, first and foremost, don't miss the commitment. So if you're like, tell me the easy button, Brittany, give me the magic trick that'll make me grow my business without having to do any work or get scared. If you have one, I'd love to hear it, but I'm guessing you don't. So tell us what that process felt like.
No. So that whole year almost, I felt very lost, like I was spinning my wheels, turning around in circles. And the day I committed to go through this program, it was like I was given this crystal clear map of, if you do these things will work. They're proven. They're based on mathematics instead of the feelings I had of how much I should pay people or how much I should charge people. And so I was so excited, like, I have the map now. And I've learned how much I should be charging people. I went through and did the hard thing of raising my prices, some very significantly, to where I was honestly expecting to lose the contract. But it turned out the exact opposite. My clients started looking at me in a more professional way of, wow, she's not a newbie anymore. Like she's going about this very professional. And we actually started getting more work at the rates that were actually making sense. One of my favorite things is learning how to hire. My hiring processes before were very elementary, and now people are coming to me and I meet with them. It takes a very small amounts of my time. I mean, from point A to Z, everything has just kind of started falling into place, and I've only been in the program 4 weeks, and I have no doubt that this saved my business.
So first, let's reframe. Brittany deciding to, I will not live this life. I'm demanding something different. That saved her business. Finding tools and processes and systems certainly helped, but let's give credit where credit's due. Second, you said, yeah, she's just saying such good stuff. And because you're so quiet and matter of fact, I'm afraid people will miss it. The first thing she said is, I raised prices on some of my, first thing she said was, I based it on math, not feelings. I'm shocked how we get people in our program that are just starting up to millions of dollars in revenue. And I would have thought 20% of them would need help with their numbers and understanding their pricing. And even if it was bad, it'd be consistently bad across the, you know, like, I don't know how to price, so I price everyone bad. It is shocking. Well over half, probably closer to 70, 80%. Some people are priced really good. Some people are priced really poorly. And they don't even know which are which. And that, because exactly what Brittany said, is based on feelings. Well, this guy's old, or this guy's person's budget's that, or whatever. It's based on feelings, not math. And once we do it on math, it really kind of gets a little clearer. So first and foremost, if I'm writing stuff down, Clean Nation, it would be based on math, not on feelings, right? Unless, yeah, because I promise you could feel good for a minute, but the math is going to make you feel bad if it's working against you, and it will eventually make you feel good if it's working for you. So those feelings are fleeting. The math will kind of have a permanent situation. Second, people can come in the program and say, well, I knew there's a difference between the fat guy going, I went to a program and they told me to eat this way and move this way, and I didn't do any of that stuff and I'm still fat. Brittany's the lady that goes, they told me to raise prices. That's half the battle, and I understood it made sense. So when I actually did it, even when it was scary, that's a big deal. That's where it comes into Brittany being committed as opposed to interested. Interested goes, that's a good idea. I'll think about it and, you know, talk to a bunch of people, and maybe at some point we'll think about talking about potentially. And the committee goes, yep, all right, I did that. Now what's next? Which is exactly where Brittany was. So, and you're underplaying a little what, because again, if we're doing 10 grand a month and we need to raise prices on $500 of our clients, it can be a little scary because we're afraid they might not like us or they might respond negatively. But it's different than if we have a $10,000 a month, and I have no idea your revenue, but we have a $10,000 a month business and we need to raise price on $8,000 of our clients. Now we got some problems. What percentage of your revenue, you know what I'm saying? What percentage of your clients did you have to raise prices on? So was it, you know, 5 or 10%? It's like, well, good job, but that's not scary. More than that, it gets scary.
So I had to raise prices on all but two clients. And I have a lot of clients, and one that was the most intimidating for me was my largest commercial client. And I had to raise prices 30%, and I was felt very much aware that they might not accept it. And really, I had,
just so we know stakes, and we don't need to know the name of the client, of course.
Oh yeah.
Is this a $500 a month client, $5,000, $10,000, $100,000? What's the value of this thing to Brittany and her family?
Sure. So it was set at $7,000, but I needed to raise it to at least $10,000. And so I went to them.
$70,000-$80,000 a year contract to $120,000 a year contract.
Exactly.
That's scary. And I'm assuming you're not independently wealthy where you're like, well, it doesn't matter. They can quit or not quit. I'll just keep living in my mansion. I'm assuming this money means something to you and your family, and your company.
Absolutely. It absolutely means a lot. I mean, it would be, it is my biggest client. And so, just realizing and remembering that time is what is more important. And the way that we're doing these things for these businesses, like, we have to recognize what we're worth and what our services are worth. And so coming into the program, it helped me crystallize a lot of that. And so I had to raise the prices 30%. And to be honest with you, there was a small conversation of pushback. Well, Brittany, that's a 30% increase. And I said, yes, I understand. And this is why I'm raising the prices. And I kind of went through my reasonings of, I've been charging you too low this entire time. We've been incredibly faithful. Like, we have worked super hard to maintain your place. And I said, but with all of that said, if it won't work for you, I understand. And we can part ways, with that understanding that it's not personal. And the response was, oh no, I'm not interested in parting ways. I'm only interested in moving forward with you and your company. And I was just like in shock. And not only that, but there was something that happened there that they saw a professionalism or a mindset that was so settled. And we've been servicing them for this entire, for several months, 6+ months, and they've seen our work ethic. And from that conversation, they then asked us to double what we are doing there at the new, with the new rate. So my $7,000 a month went to $20,000 a month. And when I did the math on that in the long term, that was one client. Sure, it's my biggest client right now, but it was only one. And I have all of these others that I raised as well. And I was in shock for at least 3 days, like didn't even know how to process it. Didn't even know how to handle that, because I'm doing these things from home. I'm a stay at home mom. I'm homeschooling my kids, and this is coming in, sure, from systems I've developed, and this year has been hard work, but moving forward, it's so manageable to do almost all of it from home. So,
and Brittany mentioned math. Let's just talk a little bit about math. And well, first of all, I don't want any of you guys to like rewind this podcast and like write down what Brittany said or think that, you know, in the program, we're like, okay, Brittany, here's your script. I have no idea what she said, but whatever she told me is the first I'd heard about it. What I do want you to write down or get is, do you see how Brittany was showing up? The energy she came, it wasn't argumentative. It wasn't disrespectful. It wasn't fearful. It was confident based on math. I love you. We want to serve you. I know the 30% can sound high. I screwed up. I made a mistake. I wasn't charging enough. We're going to now fix that. And if that means we got to part friends, we got to part friends. That energy is what kind of won the day. And I hope you guys are hearing, because we fear they're going to punch us. They're going to get mad at us. They're going to scream at us. They're going to call us thieves. There's just weird, crazy things that are never going to happen. They might go, well, that's a bad deal. I'm out. Okay. That's, you know, that's absolutely a possibility. Believe it or not, people think it's going to happen 80% of the time. It happens less than 20% of the time, probably less than 10. It's very rare, especially if you're doing a good job. And, you know, if obviously you're doing a bad job, that's a different problem. And most of the time, if and when they do quit, almost exclusively people are like, oh, that was I hated that guy. Like that was, we're kind of ready for them to be done. If it's a good client, we have a good relationship. Like Brittany and I had our program been 20% more, 30% more, 30% less, I don't think that would have had anything to do with it. Cause like, I know what I need and that's what I'm going to do. And your people are the same way if you're doing a good job. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, let's just talk a little bit about math. Cause on the face of it, it seems pretty good. When you find out what we're really talking about, it's freaking unbelievable. So if you raise prices 30%, because we coach a 20% profit, I'm assuming not only was there no profit, but you weren't able to put the full overhead. So either you were paying to do the work or you were doing the work with less tools than you needed. You couldn't afford fun things like insurance and uniforms and management, like software and all the things that talk to run it. So let's just assume you were breaking even. And I think it was probably worse than that, but let's, because 20% profit, you raise it 30%. Well, you can do the math. Let's just assume you're breaking even. The cool thing about this $3,000 profit or $3,000 price raise from 7 to 10 is your cost of goods sold stayed exactly the same. Your overhead stayed exactly the same. So 100% of that $3,000 a month dropped directly to the bottom line, right? You think, oh, I raised my prices 30%. I'll make 30% profit. No, it's way better than that. You were probably making literally no profit. You're now making $3,000 a month profit. That's, I mean, mathematically, it's infinitely more profitable. And you're like, oh, by the way, they doubled it. So now we're making $6,000 in profit. So I haven't gone into the P&L, but I would be very surprised if you aren't making an additional $70,000, not in revenue. Who gives a rat's butt about revenue? In profit to you from your home as you homeschool without having to do the work, 70 grand a year. For a lot of people, that's retirement. That's, hey, honey, whether it's husband or wife, you don't have to work anymore. Hey, you know, like, we are effectively retired. One client and we're not done. It's not like Brittany's like, okay, good, I'm going to just, you know, retire now. But you could. I mean, well, Maui's expensive. Maybe you need more than 70 grand, but you're probably real close. So yeah, anyway. All right. We are way running over time. Brittany, I'm going to let you finish up. Thoughts, just kind of last thing you can say to Clean Nation, give the most value you can.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I know you're saying it's not all about you guys, but if I would do it over, I would have started with this program from day one, would have saved a year of my life. Anyone growing or starting a cleaning business, I would hop on this train as soon as you can and follow it as closely as possible and always keep getting up, even if you feel like you're taking two steps back sometimes.
Hey, great advice from, frankly, a very successful, I love it. Stay-at-home mom, three kids, running a real business, making, in my, without any more information, making at least $72,000 a year in profit. Pretty dadgum exciting. All right. And you can get all resources at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.